This is Andy Thomas from the Masculine Journey podcast, where we discover what it means to be a wholehearted man. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just seconds. Enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening and for choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
Encouraging prayer. God offers an open invitation for his people to talk with him at any time about anything. On Encouraging Prayer, Dr. James Banks, author of the best-selling Prayers for Prodigals and many other books on prayer, provides weekly biblical insight to help you learn to love to pray. And now, here's James.
So before we went on the air, James, you were telling me a story about being in a treehouse, actually at Disneyland, which is a different place than most people realize, because most people, they think of Disney World, which happens to be in Florida, but you lived in California during an earthquake. You know, talk about a ride.
That's right. I mean, I will. I was about 6 or 7 years old, Robbie, and we were up in the Swiss Family Robinson treehouse there in Anaheim at Disneyland when this large earthquake rolls through, and I didn't even know we were in danger. You know, things start to move, and I thought it was pretty cool. I thought it was part of the ride. When we heard the news and, you know, got home, we found that all kinds of things had come crashing down. And looking back, it was like either a 5 or a 6 on the Richter scale. It was a pretty significant event.
Yeah, it sounds like it. And you want to talk about a similar dynamic today, right? How to pray when it feels like the earth is shaking.
That's right.
But that's not about the earthquake so much as it is about other things. So let's go there.
All right. Yeah. Well, yesterday I heard a survey that approximately 68% of folks are reporting anxiety about the current election. So, you know, you have a good number of those who are feeling like if their candidate loses, the earth could give way, so to speak. And that's where I'd like to go today. So let me start by saying that there are some very valid concerns that people have with everything that's going on right now. So I don't want to discount that at all. But what I want to do is ask this question. What are we really putting our hope in?
Yeah, and that's a great question, because during an election year, we can be so focused on the people and personalities and policies, but underneath it is the human heart, right, that needs to be changed most of all.
That's so true, Robbie. I mean, what this world needs more than anything else is the life-changing power of Jesus' love and the hope and new identity that he gives. Because if we're caught up in that hope, we know that no matter what happens, all will be well for us. And there's a great reminder of this in Psalm 46 that says, God is our refuge and strength and ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea. So no matter what happens, it says, even if things don't work out the way we would like them to, we can be reminded that everything depends on God and we can be safe in him.
Yeah, we really can. I mean, Peter tells us to cast our cares on him because he cares for us. And I think that really helps whenever I start to worry.
So here's the thing. Sometimes we can get so caught up in this world, we can forget that we belong to Jesus and that we're citizens of heaven, first of all. And that isn't just nice words or pie in the sky by and by. That's the most practical reality. Like maybe you've heard this famous quote from C.S. Lewis. If you read history, you'll find that the Christians who did the most for the present world were precisely those who thought most of the next. It is since Christians have largely ceased to think of the other world that they've become so ineffective in this. Aim at heaven and you'll get the earth thrown in. Aim at earth and you'll get neither. And I love that quote.
Yeah. And this is where really prayer is critical. It matters so much, doesn't it?
Well, absolutely, because we want to change this world with God's strength, not with our own. And the only way for that to happen is to live so dependently with him in prayer. And then we will see what only he can do.
Really, no matter what way an election works out, you know, that isn't what defines us or gives us hope.
Right. And an election isn't how we change the world. It's so easy for us to get so full of ourselves, and that can be so subtle. For example, it's so easy for us to talk about theoretical concepts like injustice, for example. But if God's love is at work in our hearts, we're going to truly care about others and treat them differently in practical ways, which is the best way to right injustice. And it's prayer and staying anchored to God's word that keeps us closer to him than anything else. And that's how we let his spirit in moment by moment each day. And this doesn't mean that we don't get involved with making a difference in the world or even with politics. It just means that we keep our priorities straight. I mean, don't we want our politicians to know Jesus and walk with him? Think of the difference that can make in our world.
Yeah, which is why we really need to pray for them, because our prayers have an influence that really we could never imagine.
Right. And of course, Scripture talks about that, how we can and should pray for them and pray about whatever matters we're concerned about in the political realm, especially things like the sanctity of life and care for those who are destitute and genuinely in need of help. Jeremiah 29 is an interesting passage where God tells the Jewish community when they're taken into exile that they should pray for the well-being of their new land. And it's interesting that that was Babylon.
But,
you know, think about that. We should also pray for the well-being of others and take these worries and turn them into prayer. And remember, God knows the way into a heart and life unlike anyone else, even a politician's. So he can use those who are even set against him to accomplish his purposes. You see that in Scripture again and again. Just yesterday, I read in Job 12:16 that strength and wisdom belong to God, and deceived and deceivers are both in his power. So God knows the way into a human heart that you and I could never persuade in our own strength. And when we really go there by praying, we can see surprising things happen.
Yeah, the main thing is that we keep our eyes on him. I love what Isaiah prays, "You will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast because they trust in you." Isaiah 26:3, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He is our place of peace, our comfort, the one who is truly able to make a difference. And if we know we are safe in his hands for all eternity, even though the earth quakes around us for a moment, we'll find new strength.
So vote for Jesus.
Absolutely. Vote early and vote often. That is, pray. Start the day by running to him and keep doing it throughout the day, and you'll find the hope that only he can give.
So, James, why don't we vote for Jesus while you wrap us up with prayer? So we just do that.
Yes, let's vote again. Let's pray. Father, we do just thank you that we can turn to you, that you are the one who defines our lives, that you are coming again, and one day all of this stuff will be behind us. But Lord, we ask your mercy, your will be done in the upcoming election. Your help, Father, for those who are in authority over us, that they may serve you and that others may truly be blessed. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. You can hear more from Pastor James by visiting his website, jamesbanks.org, or by visiting Peace Church in Durham, North Carolina. May God bless you and encourage you as you pray.
This is the Truth Network.